134 years ago, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. One of the most significant artifacts of that event was purchased long ago by Henry Ford and has since been on display at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. But the public hasn't been able to see it for some time. It's been undergoing restoration. Today, it was returned to its place in the exhibit. Craig Folley of member station WDET reports from Detroit.
The Henry Ford Museum boasts an impressive array of 19th and 20th century items. A number of the important inventions of the Industrial Revolution, the limousine that carried John F. Kennedy the day he was killed, and a test tube that supposedly contains the final breath that Thomas Edison took are all on display here. But curator Nancy Breich says there is one item that visitors are sure to seek out.
None of us can walk to the front of the museum. We have to pass that spot without someone saying, "Excuse me, can you tell me where the Lincoln chair is?"
The Lincoln chair is the wooden rocker the 16th president was sitting in when he was assassinated at Ford's Theater. Bright considers the chair the most significant artifact in the Henry Ford collection.
This is a piece of the true cross, so to speak. An incredibly, extraordinarily significant event occurred while one of our greatest presidents was sitting in the chair. And it's really interesting, the conservation is important for this, not to disturb the original fabric of this object, because the more you take away from the original artifact, the more you take away Lincoln from the artifact.
With that in mind, curators have been carrying out a very careful restoration of the chair in recent weeks. Its red silk upholstery has slowly been deteriorating because of exposure to light and humidity. But it is not being restored to a pristine state. Elizabeth Lahikainen, an upholstery conservator from the Peabody Essex Museum in Massachusetts, was hired by the museum to help preserve the chair. She says the most important part of the process is to make sure that even the slightest imperfections remain, especially the blood stains.
Preserving the stains is a very important part of what we're doing. We're not trying to remove the stains. And in fact, in this case, the stains are one of the ways in which it's being held together, actually, because the stains have solidified over time. And so the fabric is very stable where the stains are.
Lahikainen says the actual work on the chair has taken only 2 weeks, but the planning took almost 2 years. Protective fabrics and thread that are virtually invisible will cover the original silk, protecting the chair for at least another century. Curator Nancy Breich says that means a rare physical connection to Abraham Lincoln will remain.
Lincoln was a personal hero of Henry Ford's, and I look at this chair and it really is the closest I'm ever going to get to an extraordinary American. And Henry Ford knew that and wanted the chair not for the gore factor, but for its association with Lincoln.
The newly preserved chair now sits inside a specially created case with temperature, light, and humidity controls in an area of the museum called Henry's Treasures. The chair returned to its display space this morning, just in time for President's Day. For NPR News, I'm Craig Folley in Detroit.